What's going on, Clarksville? How are you? My name's Ryan. Chris Smith is the editor-in-chief of ClarksvilleNow.com.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. This is the big moment when you find out the biggest stories your town. This is the Clarksville Rundown. We run down the biggest stories in Clarksville according to ClarksvilleNow.com, and we do it every week. It's a Clarksville Now original podcast. Welcome to the Rundown, Chris.
Welcome to the Rundown to you, Ryan.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, notice I didn't say good morning.
You didn't, because people could be listening to this at any moment.
That's right.
You know, you got to start thinking differently.
Dirty little habit. it's been a big week. We've had a lot going on.
I'm looking at the rundown of stories, and I'm looking for opportunities for us to get in trouble. I don't see any, so I feel good about this.
We'll have to come up with a reason to get in trouble. There's surely there's a landmine in here that we can step on.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Let's get going. What's our first story?
All right, Chris. So we track the what happens at the Regional Planning Commission, and every now and then something big comes down the pipe,
or pike.
And this time it was there's a set of apartment complexes that's or an apartment complex that's coming off of a Fort Kimball Boulevard. Am I being cut off?
Stop. This is Clarksville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
There are apartments popping up every day, every minute of every day.
This is true.
So what makes this story news?
Because this is a lot of apartments.
Okay,
324 apartments.
Okay, that is a lot. Okay,
that's a lot.
Right. Okay,
you know, 100 or fewer, we're probably not going to do much with. isn't that a weird thing to say? We're growing so much that apartment complex of 100 or fewer, that's no big deal. That's a weekly occurrence in Clarksville to have a 70 unit apartment complex pop up.
I love that everyone now knows the news threshold for Clarksville now when it comes to apartment complexes. Like, if you're building a 100 apartment complex, don't send your press report to Clarksville now. Don't send that release.
No, that's nothing.
You're wasting your time.
That's nothing.
300, maybe.
And just to pull an aside here, we have several thresholds because Clarksville is not the city it was 25 years ago when I moved here.
Yeah.
You know, for example, the other day, Clarksville High School was put on a lockout. Apparently there was a shooting at the apartment complex across the street.
Okay.
It was shots fired.
Okay.
Nobody was injured. So they had a lockout at the school. A lot of people online started losing their minds saying, no, it's horrible. There's been a lockout. And so I checked on it. I contacted the schools, contacted the police. Turns out there were shots fired at the apartment complex. So as a precaution, they did a lockout, not a lockdown. That means business as usual.
Yeah.
Just they're not going to let anybody in the building until the police response is over with.
Yeah.
It's not a story.
Right.
You know, that's not a big enough deal. If we were to do a story every time shots were fired in Clarksville, Clarksville now will be nothing but articles about shots fired.
Right.
You know, I mean, we are a big enough city now that it really doesn't matter. The people who were affected did a lockout as a precaution. That's not a major news story. Now, that would have been a major news story in 2001, but now anymore, that's just not that big of a deal.
Right. So to recap on that, there was a time a long time ago when Clarksville Now was just getting launched and we had a MySpace page and people could interact with
some MySpace. Really? There was a MySpace page?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
the Clarksville Now
that.
MySpace page. It's still operational. I think you've got the password if you want to log back in.
Yeah. What was the song? As I recall, with MySpace, every page had like its theme song.
Right. And what we did for the Clarksville Now MySpace page was we changed the theme songs, but they were all songs from Huey Lewis and the News.
Are you serious?
Because it made sense because it was Clarksville
Now. You're making that up.
No, because we were the news. So, you know, like Heart of Rock and Roll, Heart of Rock and Roll. You're reading stories on MySpace from Clarksville Now. But when
I despise Huey Lewis. I'm so glad that MySpace. In fact, out of spite, I'm going to go back to that MySpace page, MySpace page, and track it down and change that Huey Lewis to Joy Division or something good.
No one wants to hear that weirdo crap that you listen to, the Joy Division. How many records did the Joy Division sell?
Two.
Five. How many did Huey Lewis sell? Millions, people. What's your problem with Huey Lewis?
The number of albums they recorded. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know how many they sold.
Yeah. None. You bought all two of them, Joy Division. Weirdo crap. But all that to say that if you had 100 complex apartment complex,
yeah.
At those times, it would have blown up our MySpace page. So all of a sudden, you're going to hear in the background is Huey Lewis while you're reading that story. But now the threshold.
I'm so glad those days are over.
Over 300. So. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, 324 apartments. It's going to be in 15 villas, aka apartment buildings, on 25 acres. And so, this is to give you an idea of where this is at. It's on Fort Campbell Boulevard. You know where, what's the name of that road here? Ding a ding a ding. Old Mill Road.
Oh, I hang on Old Mill Road all the time.
It's going to be north of Ringgold Road.
Okay.
That are just north of Ringgold Road. The interesting thing about this is that the to me, the owner of the property is Johnny Piper. So
former Clarksville Mayor John E. Piper?
Former Clarksville Mayor Johnny Piper, yeah.
Who famously, during the flood, tried to drive his brand new mayor's car, which at the time was a really nice, I think it was a Chrysler 300.
I think that's right.
When they first came out, and this was all pimped out with all the model, with all the options on it. Johnny's famous for turning down a side street to check on flood damage and ruined his car by driving into floodwaters.
Yeah, we got
that guy.
We got a picture of that in the Leaf Chronicle at the time. And we even published a book on the flood. I have copies in my office. With and one picture. Of the photos is a big full page picture of the mayor's car stuck in the water. Yeah, those are the days.
Yes, but that the same Johnny Piper?
Yeah, it is. So I saw that. I mean, we reported on that and we reached out to Mr. Piper for comment. Mm-hmm. And but I went on the map to see what does this look like? It turns out it's not just property he owns.
Yeah.
If you blow it up, it's an actual house.
Oh, okay.
And there's a portion of it that is still there on the plans for the apartment complex. That house is like a historic home. So it's interesting that it's, you know, basically, I guess he's moving out of that house.
So former mayor Johnny Piper is basically he's lonely. He wants to be surrounded by people that want to live in apartments. And so he's attaching apartment complexes to the back of his house because he just wants to hang out with people.
I doubt he's probably going to continue living in the house.
Hey, you want to play some cornhole?
That would be really funny. It's like to just have an entire apartment complex in your yard, literally
it's like
in
a
your
bad
yard.
Sitcom.
And you're going to go around and like yell at people, hey, you know, get off that part of the lawn.
It's like
your dog can't poop there.
It's like a bad sitcom from the 90s.
Johnny and the military families.
Right.
Johnny and the Clarksvillians.
Hey, y'all want to play some cornhole? That's a show I'll watch. Netflix, where are you?
Yeah. So, of course, people are losing their minds about this because nobody wants apartments anywhere ever. They just want Clarksville to stay exactly the same as it was when they moved in. Yeah. And that's not going to happen.
Yeah, not happening. So just find something else to put your energy into. Because getting mad about apartment complexes in Clarksville is not going to do anything.
And the thing is, and this is a point we had, I accidentally started a very long conversation on social media about this because people were complaining about it. I said, well, listen, apartment rents are going through the roof.
Yes.
What's going to bring down apartment rent prices is if there is enough housing to meet the demand.
Right.
It's how capitalism works, supply and demand. You increase the supply, the demand will diminish. Right now, your apartment rent prices are going through the roof. Because people are moving here by the droves. They're not going to stop moving here. The question is, where are we going to put them? So because the landlords know there's this incredible demand, the prices keep going up and up and up and up and up. So we've got to have enough housing to drive that price down. Because if landlords are competing for tenants, well, then they're going to lower the prices.
Right. Exactly. That's when you get 2 months free rent and they lowered your monthly, rent and stuff. So
now as soon as you open an apartment complex, you have people banging on the door.
Yeah, it's full.
And so that's why the right prices are going up. So we've got to have more apartments if you want to lower the housing prices in Clarksville.
Everybody who has complained on Clarksville Now social media about they don't like the fact that Clarksville is growing. We've heard you. You've posted it 50 times. Nothing is going to change. Either move or just zip it.
Because the thing is, there are places all around here that are not growing.
Right.
Christian County, not growing. Stewart County, not growing. Houston County, not growing. If you want to move somewhere that's not growing, move there. Because those economies are not doing great these days because they're not growing. Our economy is going wildfire because of our growth. But that means that prices go up, taxes go up, the value of your home goes up. So it's more expensive, but the flip side is you're in a healthy economy that's robust and has cool chain restaurants.
Plenty of places that you can move to and nothing will ever change. And you'll
exactly.
Be...
And they're within an hour's drive of Clarksville.
Exactly.
So go
exactly.
For it. All right. So speaking of growth, so there's good growth and there's bad growth.
Okay.
Here's an example of bad growth. There's a whole bunch of houses that were built around the exit one area way close together.
That seems to be the new way to build. Like, it seems like Clarksville's decided, like, you know what? I want houses so close together in a neighborhood that you can hear your neighbors, you know, arguing.
You can
hear them flushing the toilets. That's how close we're going to put these houses together. Even the ones across the street from here, from us here at the Five Star Media Group, those are really close together.
They're pretty close.
Put some space in them.
Well, see, I like houses being close together because I think the closer houses are to each other, the better you can build a neighborhood community.
Yeah.
Where you know your next door neighbor because you go out to walk your dog, you see your neighbor getting the mail, you strike up a conversation. You know each other.
Yeah.
You share keys to each other's houses. You take each other's garbage out if
right.
You're on vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We need that kind of neighborhood community atmosphere. What we don't need is them being built of such cheap materials that if one catches fire, the whole side of the house next door gets burned off with heat.
Yeah, that's what happened, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So there's some pretty jarring photos on Clarksville now that a fire rescue took where this house had a bad fire and the houses on both sides had all of the siding of the house like burn off just from the heat of the fire next door.
Makes you kind of wonder, like, how close is too close? Like, I agree with you. You want neighborhoods that have houses closer together, but there's a certain distance you want to maintain.
Yeah, you want to maintain, or you need to build the houses of such quality material that that's not going to happen.
Right.
If these houses were made of brick and not, you know, cheap plastic siding,
right.
Then this wouldn't be happening. But the houses are being built with cheap materials
right.
Really close to each other. And that's where you could have a house, you know, burn several houses away.
Build them cheap, build them quick.
Mm-hmm.
You can see those pictures on ClarksvilleNow.com.
Yep. So the next story. So Microvast, this is a company that is it's making an EV battery plant in Clarksville.
Where are they building that thing?
Oh, man.
You forget I asked. Just continue with the story. People can Google it. I figured you would know because I don't know. You wrote the story.
Well, I did write the story, but that doesn't mean I memorized where it's at.
Just continue. It doesn't matter. It's in Clarksville somewhere.
Now I feel that I've disappointed you.
But you disappoint me on a regular basis. Having to work with you is a disappointment.
Fine.
Continue.
Fine. So I won't say where it's at. Everybody will have to have it as a mystery. So anyway, they're building it up in the industrial park. It's in the industrial park. Drive up there and look for yourself.
Okay.
But they're building this EV battery plant, and they announced it a couple of years ago that it was going to have almost 287 jobs. They started working on it. They had a bunch of federal grant money that was supposed to be coming in.
Yeah.
And basically this week last week on Friday, they had a layoff. They had started hiring for the plant opening.
Yeah.
And the plant isn't going to open as fast as they hoped.
Oh.
So now they've had to turn around and lay everybody off.
So you get that call to get, hey, you're hired. We'll see you on Monday. And then Sunday night you're going, hey, remember when I called you and said you're hired? Yeah, you were, but we're just going to go ahead and not need you to come in for a couple years.
But multiply that by a few weeks because several of these people have been working there for months now in preparation for the start of production.
Yeah.
It was supposed to start up in the fourth quarter of 2023. That's when they were supposed to start production. But they've run into some snags. They basically are halfway done building it.
Okay.
They spent $150 million building where they're at now, and they need another $150 million, and they're having trouble getting the financing to finish the job.
Gotcha. Okay.
But one of the reasons that they're having problems is that there's been this nationwide controversy or at a national level controversy over whether there are Chinese Communist Party members on the board of Microvast.
What?
You hadn't heard about this?
Well, no, because I know that the discussion's being had about TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, TikTok is parent company is run by the Chinese government.
Yeah, which is
Chinese,
communist.
Right, and the Chinese government is looking at your data on TikTok, and yes. they're using the algorithm.
And we all know
algorithm.
This. And we all know this.
This is
and we apparently don't care.
Well, no. This is, and what I'm saying is facts. These are not, this
oh,
is
I know.
Facts. The Chinese government is looking at your data, and the Chinese government is using the algorithm of TikTok to basically manipulate the American population to do various things and to think various things. It's very yeah. nefarious.
That's what
this is real. This is not made up.
Oh,
folks.
I know. What frustrates me is that no one seems to care.
Yeah, because they got
I'm not
videos
a conspiracy
of the,
theorist.
Right. It's like,
but I mean, good Lord, look at what's happening. We know it's happening.
A foreign government is using a social media tool to gather your data and manipulate people
yeah.
with the social media's algorithm. A foreign government.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking our friends. It's not the Brits going, oh, wouldn't it be great if the Americans were too busy watching videos that they wouldn't know what to do? No, it's the Chinese, but nobody cares.
Right. Because they like the app.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, look at that great video of somebody doing a stupid dance.
Yeah. And there's people, these influencers who have basically built their careers around TikTok. I'm sorry you did that. But this is a Chinese run
yeah.
app and they're collecting data on Americans. And we know this to be true.
Right.
This isn't a theory. We know this to be true. And yet people just like blithely carry on like it's no big deal.
It's like, oh, they're not looking at my stuff.
Yeah. I appreciate that people like the app.
Yeah.
It's a great app. It's really cool. That doesn't mean it's safe and that it's something that is a good idea.
Can't somebody
to be
United
putting all your
yeah.
stuff on? You
Couldn't
know?
Somebody in the United States make a TikTok app, which is exactly yeah. the same thing?
Right.
And then you just don't get your information sold to the Communist Party of China.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the controversy is that they're saying that there's communists
right.
on
so
the board of Microvast.
There was supposed to be a major federal grant that Microvast was going to get to build these EV batteries.
Yeah.
And it was yanked in a bipartisan move in Congress that Biden signed off on. They basically yanked their funding because Microvast could not prove that they weren't being influenced by Chinese interests. Now, Microvast has denied all of this.
Yeah.
But the trickle down in our area has been that they were going to build a plant in Hopkinsville to help support the one in Clarksville.
Yeah.
That got yanked because the Commonwealth of Kentucky wouldn't give them the money based on what happened with Congress.
We don't give money to communists.
Yeah. And so now, you know, they're too far along in Clarksville when all this went crazy.
Yeah.
But they can't get anybody to give them the financing to finish it, probably because of this whole scandal about the board. That's my guess.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But now to be fair to Microvast, they have denied that there is any Chinese Communist Party influence in their company and all that stuff.
Here's what Microvast needs to do. They need to team up with Kevin Kennedy and release a string of TikTok videos that will earn them the money they need to finish the plant.
That's right. Yeah, Kevin Kennedy's TikTok.
He's got He's got 1.2 million TikTok followers.
Yeah, just tell all of them to give him a dollar and hand it over to Microvast.
Kevin, we need you.
Well, this falls under the category of great ideas on uh-huh. Clarksville.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, when you're doing your next video, when you snap your fingers, I want you to snap yourself into the Microvast plant. And I want you to do a trendy TikTok dance mm-hmm. in the Microvast plant that's unfinished
yeah.
with Microvast employees and then snap yourself back.
Yeah. A trendy dance that's influenced and sort of based on the theme of electric batteries.
Yes. Yes.
He needs to do the electric battery mm-hmm. slide, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Kev's got you covered. Electric. Boom. And then he does the electric
yeah.
slide. He does the electric slide in the Microvast plant. Millions of people will watch it and they'll yeah. get the money they need to finish the plant.
Yeah. Make it a GoFundMe.
You better hurry up before TikTok gets outlawed. So get on that quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, while the account is still active. So anyway, an interesting side note to all of this, Microvast did receive state and local incentives mm-hmm. to open this plant.
Yeah.
But I got a call from the EDC essentially saying, hey, listen, there are clawback provisions in this. If they don't build this plant, if they don't have 230 employees hired and working by the end of 2025, they've got to pay it all back.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
They don't get to keep those tax incentives if they don't open the plant. This is a lesson that our county and state learned a long time ago, that you can't just give the tax incentives and then have somebody take the money and then not open or not hire as many people as they promised. There's all these things they have to do. And if they don't do all these things, they don't get the tax benefits that they were promised.
And then they'll have to make a TikTok video of them sad with that song that, everybody was using in TikTok when it first came out, that, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. And then try to get some money off the views from that video.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure would. Do you have TikTok on your phone?
I do not.
I don't either.
You know, I think I started to install it early on. What was it? I did install it early on when it was getting, but it was all these weird videos that were trying to be funny that I didn't find the least bit amusing or interesting. And I was like, yeah, but my kids told me, well, you hadn't built up your algorithm yet. You hadn't built up the kinds of things you want to see.
Communist Party of China did not see any value in you.
If your opening act is something that stupid and unfunny and bad, I'm not hanging around to try to make it work.
So Chris and I are both oblivious to the wonders that is that are Kevin Kennedy's TikTok feed. So
I've seen it. So people have
someone else's phone.
It's pretty darn awesome.
He actually does pretty dang good. I got to give him some credit.
I can't fault it. It's
working.
It's pretty cool.
And he can save Microvast.
He could.
One TikTok video at a time.
That's right.
Kev's got you covered action. With the electric slide. Boom. Done.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
All right. Now, this is one that we've been following for a long time. Freedom Elementary.
After all of that drama, they were going to call it Freedom Valley. And then somebody was like, hey, don't ask me how I know, but I know Freedom Valley is the name of a swingers campground in Wisconsin. To which at that point, you would think someone would say, hey, listen, I don't think anyone's going to confuse an elementary school in Clarksville with a swingers upside down pineapple campground in Wisconsin. You would have thought that would have been the end of it. And it just would have been called Freedom Valley. No, people lost their minds because the last thing you would want is someone driving to go see their kid at school and going all the way to Wisconsin to pick up their kid from school and going, wait a minute, this is not a school. There's swingers everywhere.
Or worse.
Right.
Having some Wisconsinites drive all the way to Clarksville, pull up in their RV, get out of their RV buck naked and walk in with their beach towels over one shoulder and a picnic basket in the other hand.
And swinging on the swing set.
Wandering around the school saying, where's the lake?
Exactly. You know? That was a massive problem to the school board. Mm-hmm. And so they had to address that instead of just saying, that's stupid, let's continue. And then that opened a whole can of worms of naming it after people. And people were like, I want it named after my uncle and all this stuff. Well, they finally settled. They're like, listen, folks, we can't. This is getting crazy. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have said anything. The guy who found that it was a swingers campground. Mm-hmm. How did you know that, first off? I bet you he's regretting bringing that up. Because they're not going to call it Lee Irwin Elementary School. They're just
Elementary School.
For a total eclipse of the heart. they just took the valley out, and now it's just Freedom Elementary School.
Could you, when we do this podcast, could you insert like that eagle sound?
It's not an eagle, by the way. That's actually a hawk. An eagle doesn't make a very inspiring sound. It's like, I know this because
that doesn't sound like freedom.
Well, yeah, but I know. So this is true. My aunt runs a bird sanctuary in Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's right near this swingers thing called Freedom Valley.
Oh, yeah.
So she's got this bird sanctuary.
Wait, are the birds naked?
Yeah. Birds have no clothes on. It's crazy.
That's freedom.
And they swing. And so she told me, because they have a bald eagle that was injured. And so they brought this bald eagle back to health, nursed it back to health on her bird sanctuary. And I saw the bald eagle, and it didn't make the noise. It just goes. And I asked my aunt, I'm like, well, why doesn't it make the screech? And she goes, well, that's actually not the noise bald eagles make at all.
Do they make any kind of screech?
No. And that the sound attributed to eagles is not from an eagle. It's from a screech hawk. And so they use the sound of a hawk for that eagle screech because eagles just don't make that noise.
Yeah. Well, that's really disappointing.
They're very disappointing.
Yeah,
you learned a whole lot about it.
You kind of ruined my day.
Well, I didn't mean to ruin your day, but, you know, we get a little education here. People learn something.
So why don't we just fire the bald eagle? Because clearly it's not doing its job, because the screech is the sound of freedom.
Yeah.
So we need to make the screech owl the new national bird.
It's a hawk of some sort. Some sort of hawk.
Whatever. Just gotta get rid of this whole Eagle thing.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, when you think about it,
the entire 101st Airborne is named after screaming eagles. It's not a scream.
Well, all I can say is the eagle the Milli Vanilli of the animal planet? The animal kingdom.
Yeah. We collectively have been the lying producer that set up this bird for failure, just like Milli Vanilli. All they were trying to do was perform and entertain people and fill our hearts with love.
Uh-huh.
And then producer comes along and says, we'll fill in somebody else singing that for you.
I can't wait for the documentary called Blame It on the... Eagle noises.
So
Freedom Elementary.
Freedom.
It's not Lee Irwin Elementary.
I lose track of what we're talking about.
I know what happens.
So they went through three rounds of votes on what to call this place.
Yeah.
And it came down to Freedom Elementary, Letty Kendall Elementary, honor the former county commissioner, Valor Elementary, which I like. I think that sounds really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And Freedom Point Elementary.
Okay, yeah.
It got down to Freedom Elementary and Freedom Point, and then it came down to Freedom.
The city council member who found out that Freedom Valley was a swingers club also found that Freedom Point was also a swingers club in Ohio, but he kept it to himself this time.
He's like, I'm not going to bring that up.
We'll never name another school again.
No. Stick to people.
Yes, exactly.
Because the good thing about naming stuff after people is that can never go wrong.
Exactly, ever. Right?
That never happens. Okay.
On to our final story, folks.
We got some news this week. Actually, it happened too late for the last podcast. This news broke right as we finished recording the last podcast.
Yeah. What is this breaking news, Chris?
They put a big old sign on top of the new location for the Aldi's.
Yes.
Our second Aldi's.
Yes. Clarksville's getting a second Aldi. We told you about that. The location now is in the former Bed Bath & Beyond building. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, is this big enough for an Aldi? And I say, listen, between the bed and bath section, it's big enough. But when you throw the Beyond in there.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the Beyond.
This is going
to
be a huge Aldi.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with the way Bed Bath & Beyond is set up like in a circle.
Right, yeah.
I think that's deceptive. I think there's an interdimensional space in the middle where they keep everything. Like you walk in there and it's like 20 stories tall. It's like a football field wide because it's interdimensional space. So that's the Beyond part of the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right.
On one side you got the bed, on the other side you got the bath, and then you got the Beyond in the middle.
Yeah.
There's plenty of space. You could have 20 or 30 Aldis in there.
I'm excited. It's near where I live. I like Aldi because everything's cheap and it's good quality. Mm-hmm. Chris had a great
snack. Will you actually do your weekly shopping there? Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Could you do weekly shopping at Aldi, or is it too specialty to pull that off? You know what I mean? Like for your staples, like the stuff, you know, where you know you're going
to
find.
What planet do you live on listening to your, what was that, Joy Division and shopping? Of course you can shop for your weekly stuff at Aldi.
Aldi is like, I'll maybe once or twice a year I'll go to Aldi because I know they've got this certain thing that I need.
You can do your weekly shopping.
You can do your weekly?
Okay. Yeah, at Aldi, if you so choose. Okay. Just bring a quarter and bring your own bags.
Now, every time I've gone to Aldi, I've brought a quarter very diligently, ready to fulfill my duty and put the quarter in.
Yeah.
And every time I go, somebody walks in and says, hey, you want my cart? And it's just this whole dynamic of everybody just trades carts.
It's how friendly Clarksville is. That's what that's all about.
I wonder if that happens every Aldi or if it's just
probably not. I think it's a Clarksville Aldi problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited. I think this is going to be great. Chris did have an epic smackdown with someone on social media that's like, we don't need an Aldi. It's already busy enough on Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And Chris had to remind somebody that this is going to shock people. Businesses want to be where people are.
Mm-hmm.
They want high traffic areas because that means more people will go to the business and give them money.
Yeah. Well, if perfect example of this, look at, two areas of Nashville. Two of the most congested areas of Nashville are Cool Springs and Green Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both highly congested because businesses are just piling in on top of each other to be in that area because they know people are just driving in circles around. Okay, I need to go to this shop and this shop and this shop and this shop and this shop. They all want to be right there because that's where all the traffic is. So yeah, I mean, that's what Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard is Clarksville's high traffic retail area.
Yep.
So if you're a chain business, that's where you're going to locate, and that's good for them. And that's ideal. And that'll keep them in business.
I'm super pumped about this Aldi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good.
It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. And let's all make a vow bring your quarter just in case.
In case.
But pass along that cart. That's uh-huh. that's where the love is.
That's a Clarksville special sauce right there. We yeah. never have to bring a quarter because someone's just going to pass you their cart
yeah.
when you shop at Aldi. And now we'll have two locations to have that happen in.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Biggest stories in Clarksville. All in a neat, nearly 40-minute size chunk. It's the Clarksville Rundown right here.
Joy Division is better than Huey Lewis.
You are so full of crap.